Your Bible, let's open up the book of Luke chapter 15. Book of Luke chapter 15, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you what, I'm already, I could go home right now and be happy in the Lord. And the Lord's helped me. If he ain't helped nobody else already, he's helped me. And I praise the Lord for it. Amen. He don't have to, and I'm glad he does. Amen. And if I'm honest with you, if the Lord treated me like I treated the Lord, then surely he would never have nothing much to do with me. But I am glad that he treats me a lot better than I treat him. Aren't you glad for that? I mean, I'm sure you are if you get to thinking about it, and I praise the Lord for it. This has been on our heart for some time. You pray the Lord help us. Very familiar, very, very familiar. Maybe one of the most familiar texts in all the Scripture, and I'm praying it to God. Breathe on it afresh for us tonight. Bible said in Luke 15, verse number 11, said, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, get me the portion of goods that follow to me, and he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And it said, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him into his fields to feed the swine, and he would fain. That word fain is a good King James word. It means gladly. He would gladly fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Boy, some of the most blessed verses in all your Bible follows that. He said, I'll arise, go to my father, I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. He said, no more worthy to be called thy son. He said, make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and he came to his father. He said, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, ran, and fell on his neck and kissed him. And thank God for it. Amen. He said, and the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. And the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, thank God, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Heavenly Father, I bow my head before you, and to God I thank you, Lord Jesus, for what we've already heard and felt in our heart. I pray for a few moments of time that God should help us to preach under the unction and anointing of an almighty God. And Lord, I really do pray tonight that God, that you'd help every word comes out of my mouth. I pray that it'd find the target, and Lord, that you're aiming for. And Lord, we trust in what you said, that your word will not return unto you void. And God, I don't know anybody's heart tonight, but I thank God that you do. I'm just asking you, Lord, to help us. And Lord, I pray, keep my heart and my mind fixed on you. And Lord, help us tonight, that God, we'd not look around, God, not be convinced of any other thing other than the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Yes, God, I pray, help us tonight, Lord, we pray. Lord, we commit it all to your hands, ask you now to help us. In Christ's name I do pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. I've been thinking about this thought all the way throughout the Scripture, you'd find it. And I've titled the message about 32 different times, I guess, as I've been studying. That really what I've got on my heart is that there's several prodigals in the Bible. And we have here in the book of Luke 15, we've got what we would call a prodigal son. And everybody's familiar with the text of Scripture. We all know what it says. We all know the meaning behind it. We've all heard it about 100,000 times. And thank God for the prodigal son and the New Testament. But I want to say this. In the Old Testament, we find a prodigal daughter in the life of Naomi. We find very some
very familiar and a very similar story. And then I thought about in the book of Hosea, and we find a prodigal spouse and somebody who went away and went the wrong way. And here's what I got to thinking about, and I'll try to get where the Lord had me preach the message. But I want you to listen to me. I got to thinking about whenever Boaz, I took his whole family and they all went prodigal in the land of Moab. I thought about when the son had left his father and went into a far country. I thought about whenever old Gomer had left Hosea and went out with somebody else. I got thinking, you know, all those folks, I could have had a very different response. But I thank God that the father did not sell the farm. Amen. And let me say this to you. Boaz might have taken him to a different country, but he didn't sell the land. Amen. I mean, listen, Gomer might have went a different direction, but I thank God that Hosea didn't go find somebody else. I'm simply saying this. I want to preach on the thought tonight. Thank God for some folks that ain't sold the farm. Amen. I mean, I don't know about you. I understand that. Friend, there's prodigals all around us. Hey, said no doubt. At times that we look around, hey, maybe prodigals here tonight. Hey, you don't have to go, thank God, all the way down into Egypt to be prodigal. Hey, you can be sitting right on the, you know what the word prodigal means. Let me say that. And the word prodigal means this. It means wasteful. Amen. Hey, listen, I'll say this, friend. If you're wasting what God's gave you, you can be sitting on the front pew in the house of God and be prodigal. Amen. But oh, listen, I thank God. I mean, I got to thank it in my heart. Hey, listen, there's a time that I was a rebel and went away from God. But I thank God that when I came back to the house of God, I'm glad, honey, they hadn't shut the doors. I'm glad that they're still preaching the gospel. I'm glad that the saints were still singing the same old song. I mean, I thank God. Hey, might not have stirred nobody else up, but it sure enough helped me. I want you to look at a few things, how they ended up prodigal. I got thinking about this. And these folks talk to me all the time, and they say I'm miserable. Well, listen, if you're out of the will of God, I hope you are miserable. Amen. Amen. I hope you stay miserable, thank God. I'll tell you what the Bible says. It says the way of a transgressor. Somebody help me right there. Amen. How'd that go again one more time? I didn't say it was easy. I didn't say it was comfortable. I said it was hard. Amen. Hey, listen, thank God, listen. I start thinking about how, no doubt, hey, so many of folk that they walked out of the house of God, and they're just like Owen said, and the devil showed them one side of the pumpkin, and it looked pretty good. But then there's the other side. And now hear me today, friend. And the devil always shows his best work on the front end, and he causes you to pay on the back end. Amen. But I got good news for you. And we still ain't sold the farm. Amen. I know, thank God. And amazing grace is still folk. I'm still trying to go on serve God. I'm still trying to stay right where we had. And I say, thank God. Thank God. Amen. I want to give you just a few things, and then I'll be done. I start thinking about this. I thought it was Satan's lure that drawed them out. Amen. I know, look here, friend. I want everybody to understand this. There's nobody in here that's above fallen. Does everybody understand that? I mean, not one of us. Hey, listen, thank God you say not me. Hey, you're the person I'm most concerned about. And the Bible said, if any man thinks he stands, take heed, amen, lest he fall. I mean, you think, you get to say it, well, I'm untouchable. Hey, you're about to be touched, amen. Hey, you see, my marriage is unbreakable. It's probably about to be tested, amen. I'll tell you what I figured out. I figured out I couldn't save myself. I can't keep myself. I can't raise my kids. I can't keep my marriage. And so what I done was, I just committed them all unto him. And thank God I found this out. He's always done far better with everything I've gave him than anything I've ever tried to do on my own. Amen. I want you to listen. That Satan's got a lure, and he'll just sort of dangle that thing out there. Oh, listen, I want you to hear me. He'll just sort of dangle that out there, and every one of them fell for it. Listen, I wish it was a new one. I wish it was a new lure, but it's not. It's the very one, Jordan, that God printed out so plainly in 1 John 2:15, when he said, love not the world and neither the things that are in the world. After all that's in the world, have the lust of the flesh, have the lust of the eyes, have the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world passed away through the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. That same three things, amen. And lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I got to thinking about, thank God, little old Boaz and Miss Naomi. And no doubt they is standing in that place. And they got the lust of the eyes. And they said, boy, it looks dry here, but it looks better in Moab. Oh, thank God, listen. You better not go based on what you see or based on what you feel. Oh, thank God, you better go what the Word of God says. Amen. I started thinking. I feel like preaching a little while. Amen. I want to say this to you, friend. I want you to hear me very carefully. There's many a folk that's gotten deceived by their own eyeballs. Amen. They get to looking around and they say, man, that looks good. Oh, listen. I'm going to have to take my tie off. That won't offend nobody, will it? But I want to say this to you. I want you to hear me. Thank God, husbands, you better make sure that who you're looking at is your wife. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'll say this to you. If you're not just real careful, the devil put somebody before your eyes. If I've not learned nothing else in this new age, here's what I've learned. Everybody uses a filter. Amen. I ain't nobody what they appear to be. Thank God. But I got good news. Amen. I thought about Job. And Job said it like this. He said that he had made a covenant with the Lord and that he would not look upon a maid. In other words, he said, God, keep my eyes. Amen. And I thought about this. Oh, but they got down there and they got to looking in the wrong places. If you get to looking for something, you're probably bound to find it. Amen. And then I got thinking about, and not only do we see that, but I got to thinking about old Gomer and the lust of the flesh. She was standing there. And unless I'm going to try to keep this just as G-rated as I can. But I'll tell you, old Gomer wasn't nobody I'd want to have as a wife. And probably nobody you'd want to have either. Hey, listen, I ain't got best I can tell. Had about three kids. And there wasn't none of them by her husband. You go read it sometime. Hosea chapter number 1 had all them youngins. And he said, go plead with your mama. Said, I'm not your father. Go plead with your mama. Oh, I'll tell you what she did. And she let her flesh get in that thing. And she said, I got to satisfy the desires of my flesh. And I told the folks all the time. And they say, preacher, I couldn't help it. And that's a lie from hell, and you know it, amen. You can't help it, thank God. I want you to understand. Hear me today. These folks tell me all the time. They say, I couldn't help it. And the situation I was in. Oh, I want you to listen. You put yourself there pretty regular, amen. Amen. Preaching time, thank God. It's amazing how many folks can't help where they park their cars at. And they can't help what the television show lands on. And they can't help what their Facebook looks at. If I couldn't help it, I think I'd do away with it, amen. And then we've got, thank God, in Luke chapter 15, that old prodigal son, he had the pride of life. He knew everything. I knew what was going to happen. Hey, thank God. I know nobody in here is like that. I wish I would to God. I'll tell you this, you've heard it your whole life, but this is absolutely the truth. And the older I get, the smarter my parents are, amen. And thank God, that's right. Listen, that's 17, 18, 19, and 20. Teresa, I knew everything, and you couldn't tell me nothing. I'm sure nobody else in here was like that. I'm not preaching to nobody like that tonight, am I? Amen. You know what's best for your life. And the devil just lure that out there and say, well, listen, you know what's best for you. They're just trying to hold you back. He'll just dangle that thing out there, and you can't even see it. But the whole time, there's a monster on the other side. I'm saying this to you. The devil's got a lure, amen. I thought about three things. Three things in every one of them's life. And you stay with me tonight. Every one of them left when they should have stayed right where they was at, amen. Every one of them. I thought about Naomi, no doubt. out. And she was hungry and didn't have no bread. But I thought about what Moses said. He said, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Amen. Oh, listen, don't sell the farm. Amen. I'm going to face somebody heading out. I want you to understand. Everybody around you, don't sell the farm. I just keep it right where it's at. And they stayed longer than, they left. And thank God they should have stayed. And they were full. They were favored. And they were flourishing right where they was. But they said, I believe I'll leave. Amen. And then I thought about this. I want you to listen to me. And not only did they leave when they should have stayed, I got to thinking about this. And they continued when they should have stopped. No doubt. Hey, look, listen to me. And I figure this is going to get pretty tight. And that's all right. I'll tell you, thank God, here's what I found. And the Bible says that the Word of God is as a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. And that's my intention tonight, amen. It's just to bust up some rocks, amen. I want you to hear me. Hey, there's no doubt, folks, that they get in this thing and they know they ought to stop. I thought about Naomi and whenever she went down there in the land and right after Elimelech died. Scotty, you know what she should have done? And Joy, she should have went back home, amen. But it said they continued there. And then after that, it said they dwelt there for 10 years. I'm saying this, amen. They should have stopped, but they kept on going. I want you to listen, friend. There's no doubt in my mind that God's got folks singled out in this room tonight. I want you to hear me. You better stop before you go too far, amen. Amen. I want you to hear me. I should have stopped. I thought about, thank God, not only that, not only do we find Naomi, I should have stopped when she continued. But I thought about Gomer. Oh my, when she had that first baby, and that first baby wasn't his. And you know what he done? He brought her back into his home again. You know what she should have done right there? She should have said, thank God. Hey, somebody that loves me, and when nobody else should love me, and she ought to stop sinning right where she was at. I bet she kept on going. I thought about that prodigal son when he got in that land and there began to be a mighty famine and he began to be in want. You know what he ought to done? He ought to packed up and went to the house. Amen. But hear me, friend. He just stayed right where he was, right in that place where his head. And to thank God, I want you to hear me. And the longer they continued, and the worse their sin God. Hear me, friend, and hear me well. Sin don't get lighter and it don't get easier. It takes you deeper and takes you further, amen. Oh, Satan holds that lure out there. I want you to understand that lure got him out. It got him out. I started thinking about those things, Satan's lure that drawed them out. And then I got to thinking about sin's load that drawed them down. I want you to listen, every one of them folks, hey, eventually got in such a shape. Hear me die. We'll get there in just a second. But I got thinking about this. I want you to listen. They were everyone blind when they should have seen. Amen. Hey, isn't it something? Now listen to me. Don't throw nothing at me. I'm just trying to mind the Lord, all right? But I got thinking about this. And I thought about, you remember whenever Naomi came home, what everybody said about her? Hey, the Bible says that the whole city was moved. Yeah. And they said, is this Naomi? You know what that means? That means, thank God, that sin had an effect on her as she could not see herself. I thought, listen, you get in sin long enough, and everybody's saying, boy, it's a having its toll on you. It's a having its toll on you. And the person that's in sin out of fellowship from God can rarely, if ever, see what sort of bad shape that they're really in. Amen. Oh, but listen, I thank God. And you say, what do you do, preacher? I'm glad I got a mirror. Amen. I can look down in this thing right here, and it'll tell you just exactly what you look like. Amen. Hear me, friend. I thought she was blind. And not only was she blind, but old Gomer was blind. And Gomer was in that place. And Gomer looked around. She said, I'm going to go after my lovers, for they give me wine, they give me flax, they give me oil. And the Bible said, and she knew not, she did not know that it was old Hosea doing doing it the whole time. I mean, they looked around, they said, am I having the time of my life? And look how happy I am. And look how full I am. And not knowing that it was still God's grace that was helping them right in the midst of where they was failing. I'm saying this, friend, if you're not careful, as sin's load will take you down. Amen. You know what it said about her? I want y'all to listen to me. I mean, I know I'm not, what I'm going to preach ain't going to be popular, and that's fine. Look here, I'm so happy in the Lord and been that way since revival. And it doesn't even make any difference to me. I'm being honest with you. But Papa got thinking about whenever Naomi came back. She said, don't call me no more Naomi. She said, call me, what was that? She said, call me Mara. Mara, however you pronounce it. You know what that means? That means she got bitter, amen. I started thinking about how many folks get out outside the will of God, and the longer they're outside the will of God, and the more bitter they become. And you can't stand them because they can't stand themselves. Amen. Preach on, preacher. Amen. How many you stay out of the will of God and you try to talk to them about the Lord, and they get mad and say, you always trying to shove that down my throat? And no, thank God. Here's what I know: you're sicker than you realize, and I'm trying to get some medicine, a remedy on the inside. That'll help you get out of where you are. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. I'm telling you, she came home and she's bitter. And these folks sitting in the house of God, and they're bitter. And they're bitter against God. And they're bitter against their brothers. Bitter against the church. Bitter against the preacher. Amen. And the longer you stay outside the will of God, the more bitter you're going to become. Ain't that smile at me right there? If you ain't smiling at me on that, I'm assuming you're bitter. Amen. I'm going to say this. Hebrews chapter 12, maybe verse 15, talks about you better be real careful at that root of bitterness springing up, whereby many be defiled. It'll not just be you, Hoss, that it'll take down with it. It'll get your whole family all the way around you. I'm telling you, you better be careful at being outside the will of God. Amen. Yeah. That's right. Sin's load will start to take you down. Good preaching. We find it made Naomi bitter. You know what it done to Gomer? It bound her down. You know why? Listen, now don't get nervous. But you know why more folks don't enjoy the house of God? Because they're outside the will of God, and they're bound down when they come in the house of God.
Amen.
You can't enjoy the things of God outside the will of God. Hebrews or Hosea chapter number 2. They brought old Gomer up there, and they put her on the auction block. And Naomi was bitter outside the will of God, but she was bound down. That's where she stood at. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, if you don't think that sin will take everything you got from you, friend, I'm telling you, you're sorely mistaken. It'll take your joy. It'll take your spirit. It'll take your happiness. It'll take your kids. It'll take your wife. It'll take your husband. It'll take your home. It'll take your church. It'll take everything you got if you don't deal with it. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Say, not me, preacher. Not me. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know not nary a person in this room's heart. And the longer I'm in this thing, here's what I've really got figured out. I don't never even know where the message is going. I used to sort of think I knew. And I'd think I'd be preaching over here, and then somebody over here would come get saved. And I thought, well, that's not who I was preaching to. Lord's like, you wasn't preaching. I hit where I was aiming. There's folks that if you're not careful, you get bitter. And then you get bound. Then we find the prodigal son in Luke 15. You know where he's at? He's broke. Hello? I'm going to tell you this. You get outside the will of God.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. I mean, if you've ever known the things of God, and you've got outside the will of God, you'll come back broke. Now, you may come back with not nothing in your pocket. And I hope if that's what it takes to get folks back in the house of God, I hope they lose every dime they got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, I love folks enough to tell them that, and I know they don't like that, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'd rather you be in fellowship with God than be sitting on the 10,000 Benjamins, amen? And if it takes you losing everything you got to get in a shape where you finally come to yourself and you say, I need the Lord more than I need my next breath, I'd say, praise God, Lord, let them get broke, amen? Let them get broke. I'll tell you what I found out. Broken people usually are looking to get help. And these folks, and they say, man, he's out of fellowship with God. Well, he ain't far enough out yet. I'm going to be honest with you. If when I got out of fellowship, I'm talking about Kevin Sexton. You do whatever you want to with it. But if the Lord would have wanted me to run around the building 7 times to get back in fellowship with him, I'd have ran around at 14.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point in time, these folks that they get so miserable being outside the will of God that they say, I'd do anything to get back in it. Boy, it's getting quieter and quieter.
Good preacher, brother.
I mean, I'm talking about, what would you do? I'll tell you this. If the Lord ever removes the touch of God off of your life, and you go through this thing without it for a little while, you'd do just pretty near anything.
Amen.
Say, God, just one more time, help me, would you? Would you? And I got good news. He ain't sold the farm yet.
Amen.
Ended up broke. He's sitting there and he ain't got no money in his pocket. He ain't got no food in his belly. He ain't got no joy in his heart.
Right.
He ain't got no good memories of the good time he had in his mind. He lost everything he thought he had. He lost his money. Hey, listen, he lost his mind. You say, preacher, how do you know he lost his mind? Bible said when he came to himself,
right.
You know what that means before that? That means that sin had got so far on him outside the will of God that he felt like he lost his mind.
Yeah.
But boy, what a day when he came to himself.
Yeah.
I thought about sin's lure that drawed them out and sin's load that drawed them down. But I thought about the Savior's love that drawed them back. Now, I want you to listen to me. I mean, every one of those stories, every one of them could have stopped right there. Naomi could have died in Moab. Gomer could have died on the auction block of sin. We find that the prodigal son could have died in the far country. But what about it? I mean, I just got to thinking, y'all just humor me for a few more minutes, would that be all right? I mean, we're at the good preaching part where they ain't sold everything that they got. And I thought, got to thinking about this. You know what happened to Naomi that brought her back? There was an old familiar visit from a familiar friend where she's down there in the land of Moab outside the will of God. I thank God, hey, good news, the Lord still visits Moab, amen. I'm glad, thank God, and he'll come to where you're at, and there'll be that old, a familiar visit that said there's bread in the land back home, amen. Old familiar visitor. Hey, there's not nothing hardly like. I may be just preaching to me, and you get in there if you're all right. But I tell you this, Katie, there ain't nothing like. I mean, I remember. Now look here, I wasn't outside the will of God for 42 years or nothing like that. I remember being away from the Lord. And Brother Delmer, I remember sitting on a pew, Jordan, and thinking that I'd went so far that God would never deal with me again. And then sitting in a service, I had a familiar visitor come by my way. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And that familiar visitor come by. And when he got dealing in my heart, I thought, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That's not what I said. What I said is, uh-oh.
Yeah.
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 And that same familiar visitor got to just twisting right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got to speaking there and he got to speaking here. How's they get bad alive? I can't even believe he'd talk to me. After the way I look here,
If I treated some of y'all the way I treated the Lord, you seen me coming, Matt Garrett, you'd drive as hard as you could get the other way. And there I sat. That old familiar visitor just sat right down with me. Boy, I just remember me. You remember what it is to be in the house of God and that old familiar visitor that visits you time and time again just sit right down amongst you.
Amen.
Say, remember me? You say, yeah, Lord. I remember you. Say, you remember whenever we used to fellowship together? I say, oh, yes. You remember whenever we used to read and I'd show you stuff? I say, oh, yes. You remember when you used to pray? Boy, and I just come down and sit with you.
Yeah.
Say, oh, yes. Say, wouldn't you like to have that again?
Good preacher, brother.
And you know what that inner man said?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God. I'm glad, friend, when that old visitor comes back our way, that you're in a place that you can talk to him again. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Old familiar visitor. Then I thought about Gomer. Wasn't a familiar visitor, it's a familiar voice she heard. She's standing up here and they said, somebody give me two, give me three. Somebody give me three, did I hear four? And instead of hearing people bid, I'd say what everybody done was laughed and mocked. All the men said, why would I want to bid on something that I've already had? All the ladies thought, I don't want her around my husband. They said, sell her into servanthood. And then all of a sudden, that familiar voice. Well, I mean, I feel that whether y'all do or not. Don't make no difference to me. Boy, that old familiar voice, the one who loved her originally when she was unlovable, and that one that kept taking her back when she kept messing up, standing up there on that place, and I don't know how he bid on her, and I don't know what he said. All I can tell you is this, he paid far more than what she was worth, amen. And I thank God, listen, he paid 15 shekels and a homer. I'm saying this, friend, it's not hardly nothing like being in the house of God, being outside the will of God, messing up, and then you hear that old familiar voice start talking to you again. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You make me nervous if you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm afraid there's some folks sitting in the house of God, they ain't never heard the voice the first time. That old voice. And I like what he says, Holly. This time, look at this. I could run on this. I'm not going to, but I could. This time he didn't marry her. This time he bought her. And when he bought her, he said, thou shalt be to me a wife many days. And he said, you shall no more leave. Now before, when she was a spouse, she had choice.
Right. Yeah.
But now she was his property.
Right.
Yeah.
No more choice.
Pretty good, brother.
Hey, man! Hey, man!
Yeah.
Said, you're no longer your own, for you are bought with a price. When the Lord redeemed us, he bought us lock, stock, and barrel. Amen. You're no longer your own. And if you're going out sinning, you're sinning against God's own property. It was a visit that brought Naomi back, and it was a voice that brought Gomer back. And then way out yonder is that old prodigal son. And I got thinking about him, Mike. And down there, listen, I don't know how in the world anybody would ever look at hog slop and think, man, I'd gladly eat that. I ain't never been that hungry. Not never. But I'll tell you, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants are in my father's house with bread enough to spare? And he said, and I perish with hunger.
Yeah.
You know what it was for him? It was a familiar vision. He remembered what it was like to be sitting in the house of God, in his father's house. His mind went back, and he remembered when he was full. He remembered when there were shoes on his feet. He remembered when there was a robe on his back. Hey, remember when there's a ring on his hand? And boy, when he was sitting there and he got to thinking about it, he said, now listen, you know, don't miss it. So, Sean, don't let them miss this around you. But here's a blessing. Johanna, listen to me. Whenever he was willing to come back, Beth, he was willing to come back as a servant. That meant he's no longer going to stay in the house. Servants didn't stay on the inside of the house. They had little rooms built on the outside. And he said, I'd be glad to come and just live outside, but be real close. But when he came back, the father said, no, I can't let you stay way out there. He said, no, come here. He didn't just put a robe on him. That'd been good enough. I like what it says. Best, singular. Y'all remember what it was like? I'm asking you. Now listen, feel like I preached too long. Some of you may be prodigal right now and you want me to quit. Now, I'd like to preach another 30 minutes. But I may preach another 4 hours. Now, I'm not going to really, but I want you to listen to me. I want you to hear me. There's something about sitting in the house of God and you remembering when things was right between you and God. You remember that. I hope the Holy Ghost is aiming right at your heart right now. You remember whenever you was in the house of God and it was good. And they'd sing and now you come to the house of God. There's no joy. There's no peace. There's none of that. But there's a familiar visit. And there's a familiar voice. And there's a familiar vision. You remember what it used to be like? If it ever was that way, I got good news. It can be again. Now here's the message, and I'm done preaching. Isn't it a tremendous blessing that when Naomi came back, she had some place to come back to? Ain't it a blessing whenever Gomer decided to come home or was bought that he hadn't just, if I was him, I'd been so embarrassed, I'd have moved towns. If I was the dad, I'd have been so ashamed, I'd have packed up and got out of Dodge. But what a blessing it was that they stayed right where they was. And when it came time for folks to come back, they knew where to go. I don't want to sell the farm. It's not worth it. You ain't got enough money. I'm expecting too many prodigals to come get right with God. I really believe that the Lord's dealing in folks' heart, not just tonight, but I mean bigger than that. And I want to be right where the Lord have us to be when it comes time to come on. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. I'm done preaching. I want you to be honest. Come get a song, come play, whatever you're going to do. Are you that prodigal this evening? I mean, now listen to me. This ain't key getting ready time. It's not none of that. It's just listening to the Lord. How long have you been away from the things of God? I want to ask you this. Are you happy? Got joy in your heart? Or bitter? Bound down? Broken?